103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How are y'all doing out there on this? What is today, Thursday? Y'all know I used to smoke a lot of weed back in the day and stuff, and I ain't got the brain cells I used to. And I have a young lady who is going to the beautiful, wonderful place called Accra, Ghana. Y'all know where that is at. That's on the map. It's in Africa. And she's going to be helping two other young ladies teach ballroom. And if I understand everything right now, y'all know I used to smoke a lot of weed back in the day. I ain't got all the brain cells I used to have. So she's going to help me explain it. And I have the honor and the privilege of having Natasha Torrance Cherry. Yeah. On the radio. Yay! Let's give it up for her going. She's going to a cry and she's going to teach them how to line. Is it line dancing?
Yes, it is line dance. But you know, in Detroit, they call it hustle.
Well, yeah. Oh, they do? I wouldn't know that. I don't know nothing about Detroit. I don't know nothing about Detroit.
Where you was from, but you know. Yep, it's hustle. So, yep. We're going to go over there and line dance, hustle. In the beautiful city of Accra. And we were invited a few months ago, me and three other ladies from Detroit. There's actually other groups going as well. Someone from Chicago, someone from California. We're all going to meet up in Ghana.
Oh,
and
okay.
Stump on Ghana grounds is what they called it. So a person over in Ghana actually put all this together, and mm-hmm. she invited all of us from, you know, different areas.
What's her name? I might know her.
Shani Aris. Do you know her?
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Yep, Shani Aris from, yep, she's a local in Ghana, and she put all this together.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you guys going to be teaching line dancing,
yes,
or are y'all going to be just there showing how y'all get down in America?
Both. Yeah, so we go. Yeah, we representing for Michigan.
Uh-huh.
So we got the girls, you know, from Detroit. I'll be the only one representing Muskegon, Michigan, so... yeah.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Yeah. Caprice Pree from Rough Rider, she the one gave me a call and put this on my radar. I ain't know nothing about it. See, Natasha told me her husband wouldn't let her post all this stuff on Facebook. And when I sent her a friend request, she said, my husband said, you can't be my friend. Yeah. So I just said, okay, Pree. I said, let me tell you what happened when I tried to find out something about it and stuff. And her husband was like, nah, bro, I don't know who you is, bro.
Y'all know he makes
Leave my wife alone, bro. That's my wife. I waited all these years for my wife. That's what he told me. And then he pulled a gun out on me and told me he was going to pistol with me and stuff. So, you know, I was like, you know, hey, I'm going to leave her alone. But Pree set all this up. I want to thank Pree for bringing this to my attention. So tell everybody, you know, because you teach this also. What do you teach here in Muskegon? What is it called?
I teach line dancing every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays with Tasha. Every Tuesday from 6 to 7:30.
Hour and a half. You just dance.
Yes. I love to dance. I can dance longer than that.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
All night.
Lord Jesus.
All night.
Oh,
yes.
Lord
hour and
Jesus.
Hour and a half isn't long enough. But, yeah. Hour and a half. 6 to 7:30.
So, what
Tuesday.
Do you teach? What is it that you teach? Because I know there's different... line dances, hustle, whatever you want to call
it.
Yep, hustle. What do you teach?
Yep, so right now, as we know, the Southern Soul country line dance is trending. So mm-hmm. I teach a lot of that. And some of the ballroom, some of the regular, you know, line dances that we do up here,
mm-hmm.
up north. So I teach everything. Nothing's off the table.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Can you teach old fat people?
Yeah.
Yes. I ain't got. See, when you get old, you don't have as much wind no
you
more.
Know what? Yeah,
I'm old as dirt. What are you, about 25, yep. 30 years old? And you heard what she said. It wasn't me. That came out of her mouth. She can dance all night long.
I
you
sure
know,
can.
You get past 30, you don't. Your knees start to
no,
hurt.
That's
you
got to
have some Bengay on your knees on deck.
Mm-mm.
So.
No. It's good. It is good exercise.
Oh, I'm quite sure it is.
Yep.
But I'll be sweating up a storm. You'd be like, if I came there, you'd be like, look, somebody going to have to call an ambulance and a crane to get that old fat dude up out of here.
Nope, you got come one time. Let me show you once, and you'll get it.
I've been trying to figure out that, what's the one with the fan?
Boots on the ground?
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I told you I was half white. My mama was white, my father was black, so I got two left feet.
Look, it does not matter.
It this don't? No, you're trying to be nice.
Race. No.
No, you're trying to be nice.
For all races. All races. It doesn't matter. I can teach anybody.
Now, what day are you going to the beautiful city of Accra?
We will leave, we leave November 11th, but it's November 12th through the 15th.
Okay, yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Leave the 11th. Yeah, it takes you about 19 hours to get there.
No, don't, please,
now, are y'all going straight there, or are you going to have a layover?
So I believe it's a layover. We'll go from Grand Rapids to Atlanta, from Atlanta to New York, from New York to...
You got to go to LaGuardia, I thought, to leave out to go to Africa.
Yeah.
You don't know?
Oh, wait, hold on, because we go to JFK.
JFK.
From JFK to...
Accra.
Accra, yeah.
Oh, so you got a straight flight.
Yeah.
Oh, so you ain't stopping in Belgium or France or none of that. Oh, wow, you got a straight shot then. Mm-hmm. That's straight shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you know? That's a straight shot.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Y'all going to be on the plane. Well, at least you'll be with your husband.
There you go.
Yeah. At least you'll be with your husband. You won't have to sit next to no strange fat old man like me. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to sit next to your built up, you know, your husband look like he bench pressed 400 pounds every day. You know, when I met him, I was like, I see why but you ain't worried about going nowhere. Mm. He walking around here like he Hulk Hogan or somebody, you know. So, now, what? Why did this come about? You know, because they pre told me that you have been doing this for some time with the young ladies out of Detroit, and their names are
Deli and Kiki. They're the two steppers of Detroit.
Two steppers of Detroit,
yep.
And you dance with them.
Yes,
and they got
and
in
Diamond. And, not forget Diamond.
Okay, and Diamond. I know that ain't their real name, but no, it's not. Show me a birth certificate.
No.
Show me a birth.
That's
are you using your real name?
Yeah.
Is it Natasha?
Yeah.
Torrance, Cherry.
I just say Natasha.
No, you came in here. You and your husband come in here.
You know
him
what?
All puffed out. His chest got an S. He got a Superman shirt on.
Ooh,
talking about her last name is Cherry, bro. So. yeah, you can put that T name in there, but it's Cherry, bruh.
Oh my goodness!
So I make sure that's why I'm saying it all, because I don't want no problems out your husband.
I appreciate that.
Okay, cool. how did this all come about?
So
besides them getting contacted, why did they choose you? You being way up here in Muskegon,
Because. I'm in Detroit so much, supporting the two steppers. I dance with them all the time. And then I am contracted with their, it's called Two Stepper Group.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a member of that.
Okay.
So when they got the offer to go to Ghana, they extended the invitation to me because I'm a part of, I'm always there. I'm always dancing with them everywhere they go. We're there.
Okay.
So, they asked if I would like to attend and teach and dance with them, and I say, yeah, of course.
This your first time going to Africa?
This is my first time, yep.
Going to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
So do you teach your husband how to dance? How he gets so fancy?
I try. Ooh.
How he gets so fancy?
Now, you talk about your two left feet. I try. Lord, I try. So he can get a little bit. But some people is just good behind the camera. Like
right.
He record.
He can be the best videographer that y'all got.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
Whenever you see recordings, he behind the camera.
Now, can they follow you on this journey or any of your journeys that you do? How can people follow you?
I am on social media.
Under what? Oh, we already know. Your husband already cleared that up.
Yep.
Natasha, Torrance,
Cherry. Yep, I am on Facebook and Instagram, or like you can follow the Two Steppers as well. We all together. So
y'all all together.
Yeah.
Okay. If people want lessons, do you do that? Do you give people lessons?
Yeah. If they request, they can book me.
They can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do they book you? Do they call you? Do they do it through Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, they can go through Instagram or Facebook. They can message me, and then we can go from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you expensive?
No.
What's your hourly rate? Couple of $100?
No,
I'm just messing. You ain't got to tell. You ain't gonna tell it publicly now, because you're gonna have to hold to that.
Right.
Because if the economy keep going like it's going, you gotta raise your prices. And they'll be like, "I heard you on radio.
Right.
Say you only charge $20, so I'm here with my 20. You know.
Some dances are advanced.
Right. Just give her what is it? I don't know what they call it. DM.
Yeah.
DM.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a DM.
Yep.
And you can let them know what the prices are and stuff like that to come get you. Well, congratulations to you,
thank
Natasha.
You
and your husband taking this journey to Accra, Ghana.
Yeah.
Y'all going to be over there teaching. Tell your husband for me, because he'll listen to you. See, I'm scared to talk to him because he come in here all puffed up and stuff, you know, with his guns on his side. He had two guns on him.
Oh, my God.
And talking about, yeah, bro, that's my wife. I understand his pain, because you ain't no ugly woman. You're a beautiful woman. I understand it. He want to make sure everybody know you his wife. He ain't your husband. You his wife. You know, so. So. Congratulations, though.
Thank you.
And that's good from somebody, you know. You grow up here in Muskegon?
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't know. My brain cells is gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much weed. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself in Accra. Please take as many pictures, videos, as you possibly can, you know, you and your husband. Now, I would love to see some of you guys. What? Because, see, I look at pictures as a thing to where people, this is what you saw. This is what was important to you.
Right.
See, when I go every year, I take 5,000 pictures, between 5,000 pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is because this is what I want to always remember. I want to remember the sky. I want to see what it looked like in the morning, you know, in the afternoon, in the evening. I want to see what that looked like. I want to see as I'm driving, going to see someplace else, because the grass is different. The ground is different.
Mm-hmm.
The people moving is different than where you come from. You come from here, you know, and things are a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please, please take a lot of pictures to ask your husband for me to share, you know, those pictures and stuff. I'm going to see if he'll allow me to be friends with you on Facebook so I can see him.
Okay.
Or either I ask him, I'd probably be better off being friends with him on Facebook. And I can see through his page and stuff, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
he don't mind. He doesn't mind.
And you got to come back when you get back, okay? And let us know what your experience is, because everybody's experience is going to be different.
Right.
And I would love to hear what you and your husband's experience was, because he's going. He said he wasn't letting you leave him that long.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't letting you leave him
that
long.
Told me too.
And that's what he told you too. You can go to Detroit if you want to. I can get to you, you know, if I want to. I ain't got
to
be there with
he
you.
Come with me to Detroit.
Oh, he don't?
So
he definitely ain't letting you out.
Mm-mm.
His side, huh?
No.
We're going to have to talk to your husband when y'all get back and see what really happened, okay? Because I think he got some issues, you know, if he following up behind you like that. Because I hear your husband is a therapist.
He is?
He is?
Yes. He's an amazing therapist.
He's an amazing therapist.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
he probably got therapy. What do they call it? Do he do
therapy?
Yeah, therapize people in the house on the couch by the TV set, so he can be playing it off like he listening and watching the show. What did he do?
It's just in him.
Is
like,
this
you can have a regular conversation with him, and you feel like you were in therapy.
Oh, really? So, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I felt like I was in therapy when I met him.
Yep, he was born to do this.
Yeah. So, all right, Natasha, thank you for coming by. Thank you for sharing, and please come back when you, get back and you get settled in and all that kind of stuff, because I know it's going to take a couple of days to readjust the time zone and everything else and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the time zone. Yeah, you better sleep as much as you can on that plane. Bit of advice. Because when that time zone and that time zone change on you and it's 6 o'clock in the morning when you land, that means your day's starting. So sleep. Let your husband sleep, and I'm going to see if he'll let you sleep, But y'all going to need some rest, especially if you're going to be dancing.
Right,
we don't need you over there having no heart attack because you just stayed up all night trying to entertain him, you know. Natasha Torrance Cherry going to Accra, Ghana to teach them how to do line dancing.
Yes.
All right, then. We'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Tell everybody again your handles on Facebook and Instagram.
Natasha Torrance Cherry. That's on Facebook. It's Natasha Torrance Cherry. Instagram is just NR Torrance, I believe. Yeah.
How you spell Torrance for people?
T-O-R-N-E-S.
Okay, then. Why ain't Cherry on the end of that? See, I'm going to talk to your husband about this. You being bad.
Anyway.
We're going to get back to more music, y'all, on 103.7 The Beat.